Hi, my name is Romney Nyman, and so far you've heard about partner services and evaluation of partner services. What I'm going to talk about is a training program for the people who conduct partner services activities. I'm going to cover a number of things in a very short period of time, and luckily I speak fast. Just to give you some context, California is the third largest state. If you go from top to bottom, it would be only 17 miles more than driving from Philadelphia to Atlanta. So you could lay this state over top of a number of East Coast states. So geographically, we have a lot of ground to cover. In addition to that, our population is in the California project area, which excludes San Francisco and Los Angeles. We have over 27 million people who the state programs and the local health jurisdictions are responsible for supporting their STD health, disease control, and prevention. In California, the local health jurisdictions have primary responsibility for conducting client-based health services. And the state, if you can see my little happy face field offices, we provide a regional staff, only a handful, who do provide safety net support to the local jurisdictions. To give you some background, one of the reasons we embarked upon the DIS fellowship program or training program is that we're having a public health infrastructure crisis at the state and local level in California. In the late 80s, we had within the state structure in those regional offices, 60 DIS positions, 40 of which were frontline staff actually conducting partner services. Today, we have only 21 out of a 32 total in our section, 21 DIS conducting partner services. With the numbers that Rylene presented, 60% of the partner services are conducted by local health jurisdiction staff, and these 21 DIS mobilize in high morbidity areas. They provide ongoing support when local health jurisdictions don't have enough staff. In the Lake County and the areas which have very little morbidity, our staff provide services for infrequent occurrences of syphilis. Some more background. Local health jurisdictions in the state are struggling to conduct enhanced surveillance, case management, disease investigation. We've had a number of budget cuts at the local and state level. We're currently up for another 10% cut and have actual 6 of the 21 DIS on the chopping block currently with the new governor's budget. Woohoo! So our ability to provide safety net support in disease intervention to the local health jurisdictions and mobilize that handful of staff to provide rapid response for outbreak is significantly impacted. Another reason for this program is that on-the-job training is very burdensome and difficult given you have a handful of staff in a high morbidity health jurisdiction, and the focus on training them while trying to manage cases is virtually impossible. In addition, training of new staff, given that most DIs are in local health jurisdictions, there's varying structure. A lot of supervisors are public health nurses, program managers, the doc in the STD program, and they don't have the experience of field investigation or the technical expertise to translate that information to brand new staff that are hired. The objectives of our training program or fellowship program are rebuilding capacity, improving program performance, specifically the performance measures around case management, partner services, and enhanced surveillance, and also improving our ability to mobilize. In putting this program together, we met with the local STD controllers and provided clarity on the skill set that we were looking for, specifically focusing in the areas of field investigation, enhanced surveillance, client interview, partner services, collaboration with providers and labs, and case-based community screening and outreach. What does our program look like? We don't have one of those grads yet, but we're getting there. We have a 2-year hands-on training program to recruit and prepare a new DIS. We this year implemented an 8-week intensive, and once the trainees complete an 8-week intensive, they're assigned to local health jurisdictions for the remainder of the 2 years. There's skill building in the core competencies, and these staff are mobilized for outbreak response during their training period, and also are trained for bioterrorism. And so far we've had two classes. We're doing it yearly. The 8-week intensive. The staff are housed in the Bay Area, on-site at our headquarters facility. They complete the CDC self-study module, the EDG. There's an on-site manager that facilitates their training and their schedule, and they attend related lectures that support the EDG. This is the lengthy list of related lectures that we have within the 8-week intensive. So it is a very quick-paced program. Each of these sessions are about 2 hours. A couple are a little bit longer, such as the reactor workshop and the syphilis case management. But what we've done with the 8-week intensive is we pull clinical staff, we pull DIS managers from the field, we cover performance measures so folks get the broad spectrum and the big picture of STD prevention and control. And in addition, they get the nitty-gritty of certain aspects they're going to be responsible for in their job and a number of things that are interrelated. The field practicum or the post-intensive. After the 8-week intensive is complete, we send the staff to a 3 to 5 day observation in a calm health department that has a reasonable amount of morbidity. It has a great structure. Everyone's super nice, and they have comprehensive services. So as not to traumatize them before they start their field assignment. So during this time, they're able to view clinic exams, laboratory, and also shadow and go out into the field. And then we send them to a high morbidity health jurisdiction with a hard hat for the skill building and the rest of their 2-year assignment. During the course of their 2-year assignment, we also have them attend formal training courses in the first 3 months that they're in their field assignment. Actually, very quickly, they attend ISTDI, which is the standard DIS training. They also attend HIV Basic 1 and 2 because that will allow them to be able to present or test partners for HIV in conducting integrated partner services at the client level. Also, HIV PCRS. We have an integrated partner services course, which we're rolling out this year, that will help DIS integrate the HIV partner services from the get-go within the context of the syphilis interview, which is something I think someone raised there. It has tips and pointers. We do conduct internet partner notification and have a course on that. And also, our staff are taking introduction to tuberculosis within the first 3 months. Monitoring this, the fellowship program, we have an evaluation tool and a fellowship program debrief, where the tool is sent to managers and the trainees. We get the information back anonymously, and then we sit down and debrief. These two things have been incredibly valuable and have helped us shape and shift the program from year 1 to 2, because in year 1 we had people out in satellite assignments and they were like, oh my God, we have to do all this work and we're in assignments. So we created the 8-week intensive. We also added some additional lectures to the intensive. We have a DIS fellowship checklist, which is a master guide that covers all areas of core competencies, and it's a checkoff that the employee and their supervisor use to track their progress. What are the outcomes of our training program? We have two cohorts. 2006, we brought on 4 people. One of those trainees graduated out early because she took a job in public health for much more money than we could ever offer her, and she's doing great. I think that the experience that she had in our program helped her gain breadth in frontline public health and looking at reporting and whatnot. Now she works in TB. We have 2 classes where we have staff currently on board. Our successes are that we've been able to augment local capacity for syphilis case management and partner services in some of the higher morbidity health jurisdictions. We've also enhanced our ability to respond to outbreaks. The new staff and the 2007 group started in the summer, and they've already been mobilized to respond to a syphilis outbreak. So when you hear 2 years, you're like, oh my God, 2 years? Are you waiting for 2 years to have people do something? No. So pretty much our new folks had their 8 weeks. They went to ISTDI, they have HIV training, they have TB training, and they're in San Diego right now assisting with an outbreak of syphilis. Our first class provided longer-term assistance to San Francisco when they were having staffing shortages to address syphilis. We responded to two tuberculosis outbreaks, and here's where the translation of DIS skills are cross-cutting for all communicable diseases. So our staff were able to participate in intake and triage of people at a homeless shelter who were getting screened for TB. Our staff have also conducted field investigation of difficult TB clients. We've participated in an outbreak of TB with HIV co-infection and re-interview of the index clients and partner services and follow-up within the context of the TB concentric circle model. And we've also had our staff conducting foodborne illness follow-up. There was an outbreak of Giardia, and our staff conducted telephone surveys, standardized instruments. Okay. Implications and next steps. So our fellows are a trained group of core personnel to support frontline public health work at the local level. Our intention is that post this two-year program, they will have enough seasoning and have worked across the board with their main focus in STD, gaining a lot of knowledge, skills, and abilities in field investigation, interview, partner services, internet notification, the whole gamut that it is to be a DIS, and that they could then be hired by local health jurisdictions as DIS, given that local health jurisdictions have funding or positions to hire them. That's our goal. Right now, given the increases of syphilis in San Diego, there will be a number of DIS positions that are currently posted there. Two to three of our trainees are applying for those positions, and it's incredibly beneficial for health jurisdictions to be able to hire somebody that already has the skills, particularly when they're in the midst of an outbreak, than it is for them to try and bring someone on and bring them up to speed during an outbreak. So this is the intention of our program, and hopefully in another month I can say, woo, we already have somebody hired for exactly what our intention was. And in addition, they'll feed into the public health network and communicable disease investigation overall. We are looking to pursue funding to make this a more sustainable program. Our Office of AIDS has contributed funding for one of our fellows, and then we'll contribute funding for an additional fellow upcoming. We are nudging TB to see if they'll give us some money too, since we're doing outbreaks, and they seem incredibly supportive, and we just had meetings with them, and we're actually going to look to get a grant and collaborate with UC Berkeley in formalizing this program and getting funding and moving it forward. And on that note, I don't have an acknowledgement slide, and I'm so sorry, but there are a number of people in this room, particularly Joe Sanchez and Ed Lopez, two of our regional managers in California who have contributed immensely to this program. All the managers in the DIS section have some role, and our branch staff, some people who presented here today and in other sessions, have provided their expertise in their specific lectures at the beginning of this program, and Dr. Bolin has really been behind this effort and kind of spearheaded it along the way, so it's been great.
All right, so questions for Romney first, and then we'll open it up for the whole lot. I made some notes previous. Cindy?
That is a very good question, and I cannot give you a precise answer because the cost has increased within this last year with the 8-week intensive, because we're housing people on site, so we're paying for on-site housing and all the subsequent training, some of which we get in kind. And I would be happy to provide specific information to you as we get our cost estimates further worked out, but it's mostly the salary of the staff.
Okay. Question over here.
Oh, Okay, so in terms of the staff that we have on board, the entry-level positions here within this program start at 40, and then they scale up for entry-level DIS to senior DIS. The pay that we pay at the state pales in comparison to what the local health jurisdictions are paying. So some local health jurisdictions are offering 63, 75, and their local health jurisdictions are paying a lot better. And our turnover, I have to say that the 21 staff that we have remaining that are frontline DIS have been there for quite some time. They're very experienced and very committed.
I guess I think she was going to say that.
I know.
We'll take a question. There was a question over here, I believe. Do you still have it? Still here. All right, then we'll go over a bit further.
Thanks. Thanks. What has happened is the 8-week intensive is what has allowed us to have the book knowledge into their head. It's like cramming information into their head over a short period of time and then sending them out to practice after. And the 8-week intensive has taken the burden off of the people who are doing work on a daily basis in shepherding the modules, going through how does a reactor work, how does case management work, so that by the time they get to the field, they have that theory in their head, and then they're able to practice it, and they're assigned a mentor, one person that works with them during the first 3 months that they're in the field.